word of God from St. Matthew chapter 17. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Just a glimpse into heaven would be a wonderful thing. And we have it right before us in our text from St. Matthew's Gospel. We see Jesus transformed in a marvelous way. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Here Jesus gives us a little glimpse of his divine glory, letting it shine through. God's glory is something that we sinful human beings cannot bear to look at. When Moses on Mount Sinai asked to see God, the Lord said that he would pass by, and afterwards Moses could look and see the fading glory where God had been. The people of Israel at Mount Sinai were frightened by the cloud and thunder and lightning when God spoke to them. And likewise, Peter and the disciples here on this mountain were afraid when Jesus was transfigured, and they heard the voice of God say, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. In fact, the text says, when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. In our sinful state, we can't see heaven. We can't even really understand what heaven is like, because we only know things that are imperfect, because we are sinful and imperfect in this life. We often like to say that something is perfect, awesome, wonderful, but only heaven is truly perfect, completely awesome, and totally wonderful. On this mountain, the disciples saw another miracle take place. They saw Moses and Elijah standing with Jesus. Moses and Elijah had been gone for centuries. Moses died even before they reached the Promised Land, just before they reached the Promised Land. And Elijah was taken up to be with God in heaven. But here they are with Jesus. And even today, they are with Jesus in heaven among the heavenly saints. Why Moses and Elijah? We think of Moses receiving the 10 commandments from God and leading Israel out of slavery in Egypt up to the Promised Land. But when we read the books of Moses, we also read many prophecies concerning the coming Son of God, the coming Savior. The seed of the woman shall crush the serpent's head. The star shall rise in Jacob. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, Jesus' family line. The Lord will raise up a prophet from your midst. Jesus came from the midst of the people of Israel and was that great prophet who preached God's word with authority. We also see Elijah, who was one of the great Old Testament prophets. At one point, he thought he was the only one who still believed in God. He had had that contest with the prophets of Baal. After the prophets of Baal got no answer to their prayers to their false god, the Lord of Israel showed himself to be the true God, sending down fire to consume not only the sacrifice and the altar, but everything around it that had been doused with water. A great miracle indeed. In Moses and Elijah, we see the Old Testament summed up, the law and the prophets, and then Jesus in the middle. Perhaps this is a foreshadowing of Jesus' crucifixion. Here he is not between 2 criminals, but between two saints of the Old Testament. Jesus himself is the fulfillment of that Old Testament, the law and the prophets, fulfilling the prophecies and keeping all the commandments perfectly as our substitute. And when the disciples looked up again, it says they saw no one but Jesus only. Because Jesus kept the law and fulfilled the prophecies, that is what we need to keep before our eyes as well. This is our comfort and hope and assurance of eternal life, that Jesus is the Son of God and our Savior. And so it is in Jesus that we have this glimpse, this little picture of what is truly perfect, excellent, and awesome. And that is what we look forward to. The fact that Moses and Elijah stood next to him tells us that we too, like they, can live forever through faith in the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus. And this is what heaven will be, to see Jesus face to face, to know God without fear and terror, but in love and glory and perfection. Jesus' appearance was chained on the mountain simply to show us who he truly is. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. He is true God and true sinless man. When we enter heaven, we will be changed also because we need to be changed. Our sinful and corrupt bodies will be changed to be like Jesus, holy, perfect, and finally sinless. St. Paul writes, "We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. This mortal must put on immortality. And then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." This festival of transfiguration gives us a glimpse of heaven, the perfect holiness that we have through faith in Christ. It focuses us on our Savior. And like Peter, we will say that day, "It is good to be here." And then we will be able to stay with Jesus in everlasting glory. All our sins will be forgiven, so we need not be afraid. All our corruption will be changed so that we can see God face to face. All our sorrows shall be taken away so that we can enjoy perfect peace and joy in eternal life in heaven. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. May God help us to see Jesus only and to enter eternal glory. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. On my heart, imprint thine image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures have no power thee to efface. This the superscription be, Jesus crucified for me, is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.